Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time.
So good morning and welcome to your Morning Boost. I'm your host today, Melissa Grinstead, and I am a lead ESOL contributor to the work of AWB Education. Today, we are going to dive into a topic that is important to all teachers that I work with, and that is, tell me about resources that are helpful for working with newcomer students. What can I tangibly go to and find great ideas, strategies, supports to help my ELs when they're sitting in my classroom? So hopefully today, I will be able to share with you a few tips and tricks that will help you feel successful in getting your ELs to access your curriculum content. I know it can be super daunting for both the teachers and the students when those language barriers exist, but thankfully, there's a ton of great resources out there that are available to help bridge that gap, and hopefully, you'll hear about a new one today. We know that there's going to be a language barrier as our students are sitting in our math or our science or our social studies classrooms. And so remember that these students have the cognitive ability to be able to access these concepts, but we just have to sort of be creative in the way that we can eliminate some of the linguistic barriers. One of my favorite sites to go to is Kohler in Colorado, and it is a fantastic website. It has tons of articles, tips, resources for any teacher who's working with EL. There's a ton of information on there about strategies for differentiation. There's tips on cultural backgrounds. Really anything that you might be wondering about ELs, you'll likely find something to support you on that website. I would also suggest accessing one of the many great blogs out there. For me in particular, I found some gems on Larry Ferlazzo's site, but really just dig around. There are so many great blogs that can support you. Another great resource that I like to tap into is both the ELPA 21 and the WEDA websites. We are an ELPA 21 state here in Iowa, but WEDA is also a widely used consortium across many of the states, and they have some really great resources, particularly for helping understand language acquisition frameworks, assessment. There are professional development and opportunities on there as well, which can be really invaluable. So I would encourage you to check both of those out to get some more learning around standards, assessment, things like that. When we're thinking specifically about content areas like math or science or social studies, a really great resource that I've found, especially for our learners who are more visual learners, which is most of our ELs, PebbleGo or its counterpart PebbleGo Next can be a game changer. So PebbleGo is geared a little more elementary, where PebbleGo Next has more of that intermediate middle school feel. And they both offer tons of videos and interactive activities and text that has academic rigor, but is linguistically more simple, that can be read aloud. And these really help make some of those more complex concepts more understandable. Additionally, anytime that we can supplement those with any visuals or graphic organizers, we can really work to transcend those language barriers and make that content more accessible. Another great resource that I love to share, I actually just stumbled upon this one not too long ago. I get questions a lot about, okay, you keep talking about visuals. Every time we talk about English learners, I hear visuals, visuals, visuals. Where do I find good visuals? I don't have time to scour the internet looking for the perfect visual. I get it. So one that I recently learned about is called The Noun Project, and it's a really fantastic resource for both icons and real pictures. You simply type in a topic and you will be presented. You can choose if you want an icon or a photograph. The photographs are real color. They're very detailed. There's tons of examples. Your icons are going to be more of those black and white sort of symbol type images, and they're both super great. Of course, simply using Google Images can be helpful as well. It's just important to be mindful of copyright and choose images that are culturally sensitive. And the last resource that I'd love to share with you is Newzella. So Newzella can be super powerful, especially for our students who are later elementary or into those secondary years. Newzella offers articles at different reading levels. You can adjust the Lexile level to meet the needs of your ELs, but it really makes it possible to provide students with information about whatever it is that you're covering in your content area in a differentiated way so that they can access it linguistically, but still understand those key concepts. Those articles are really great about providing just the right amount of challenge for students and helping them to really get the gist of those key concepts. hopefully at least one of those tools is new to you, I would encourage you to check them out. Remember that alongside that, patience and empathy are going to be paramount as our students are working to access some of these really rigorous content concepts as they also navigate the language barrier. But remember to celebrate their progress, no matter how small. Language acquisition is going to take time, and just be supportive and patient as you walk alongside your learners, as I know you all do. And that is your Morning Boost for today. We will talk with you again soon. Have a great day.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.